Everyone, I'm Celia. Today in Discover Literature in English, we're going to talk about a famous and old genre, which is appreciated by a lot of you, I guess. It's the Gothic genre. I think the most of you all must know this literary genre, but the question we will try to answer today is, what makes a story Gothic? In order to answer to it, we're firstly going to talk about the setting of the story. Then we'll see that a good theme is such an important thing. First of all, let's see how a good setting makes a good Gothic story. In first place, your story needs to be in somewhere really scary, like an old house or a manor. Because when your readers will be reading your story, they'll need to be wondering what's happening around them. They need to be like, where am I? And the architect, the Gothic, is really scary. So I think your story will not be that Gothic if the scene where it takes place is not really scary. We can see that in the poem Annabelle Lee by Edgar Allan Poe, where he uses multiple of repetition of the sentence "In this kingdom by the sea." Also, in The Nightmare, a painting of 1781, it takes place in an old manor. So yeah, it's really scary. Also, I think your story needs to be in the nighttime, because everything is more creepy and terrifying in the night. You don't know what's happening, you don't really see anything, and the most important, everything is in silent, there is no noises. So yeah, it's really scary. And we can see that in The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe, when he say, and every night about midnight, I turn the latch off his door and open it. To finish this part, I think this is the most important point. To be a good Gothic story, you need to have good characters, like some mad persons or some monster, etc. Because your readers will be identifying to them. And the reaction of your characters is what makes your story alive. I think when your characters are scared, the readers are scared too, etc. So we can also see that in The Fall of the House of Usher by Edgar Allan Poe, when the character is mad, when he say the writer spoke of acute bodily illness, of a mental disorder which oppressed him. We can see that in The Nightmare again, when there's monster. Secondly, let's talk about how you create the theme or the atmosphere and how it impacts on your story. So first, I think you have to put some logical and illogical in your story, because it creates suspense, and your readers will have some question and misunderstanding. For example, in The Telltale Heart, again, he kills the old man just because of his eyes, and that is really weird, and that's not logical for us, but that is why we love this story. In addition, the theme of death is really important to be mentioned in your story, because this is what makes, I think, a story Gothic, because this is scary, and I think this is essential to your story. And we can notice that this theme of death is present in the three works that I've told before. For example, in The Telltale Heart, the old man is killed. In Annabelle Lee, the woman is killed, etc. Finally, I think you need to have a good story behind the Gothic theme, because the readers will be identified to this story behind the Gothic. They will think that it's not just a murder which is happening, and it will keep the reader's attention. For example, in Annabelle Lee, again, we can know the story of the lovers, and in The Fall of the House of Usher, we know the life of Roderick and his sisters. As a conclusion, a good Gothic story is made with a good place, some Gothic characters, a stressful atmosphere, and finally, the most important, write something you would like to read. I hope this podcast has been teaching you some great thing about Gothic. For me, it has been a pleasure. Thanks for listening.